Thursday night, Mishnayos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Gimel. We talked about a takana of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, the takana that they can blow b'chomokom sheyesh bo bezdin. That was in Mishnah Aleph. There was another takana of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai that kol ir, that I don't know if that was another takana of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. That was just the extension of his takana, or maybe it was Nichol in his takana. So now we're going to learn other takanas of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. But Rishona at first, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, Hayalul of Nitl B'Mikdash Shiva, U'B'Medina Yom Echad. That's the din, there's a stir of Sukkim, if the mitzvah Lul of Medina arises one day or 7 days, the Gemara says the Yishuv to the stir of Sukkim is that Lufnei Hashem Elokeichem, it's Shivas Yomim, and the Gvulin outside the Beis HaMikdash is one day. L'kachtum L'chem B'Yom HaRishon. Here also, just as in the first Mishnah, you have the Rambam Shita, that the whole Yerushalayim is called Mokom HaMikdash. It doesn't have to mean the Beis HaMikdash proper. The Mokom HaMikdash. The Mokom HaMikdash could be interpreted as the whole Yerushalayim. For that matter, the Mokom HaMikdash could be Eretz Yisrael. For that matter, the Mokom HaMikdash could be the whole world, the Mokom of the Mikdash. But, so the Rambam puts it down as Yerushalayim. It's very important because how you understand it makes a big difference. Why? Because I consider it very compelling that which the Chassam Sofer writes, that now, like nowadays, people are they want to be machmir and do like the Rambam and they go to the old city during Sukkot. But I think it's very compelling what the Chassam Sofer writes, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so Yerushalayim also is nothing special. The whole point of calling Yerushalayim Mikdash is that that's the Mokom HaMikdash. But if it's not the Mokom HaMikdash, because of the Churban, so then there's no Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is only when there's a Beis HaMikdash. So the whole Yerushalayim is called the Mikdash. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so there's nothing. I consider that very compellingly logical. I'm beyond the Rambam Shita. So Seifa qualifies the Rambam by saying that it's only when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayyam. So then he extends the idea of the Mikdash to Yerushalayim. Why? Look, however you understand it. But if you understand it as being inextricably tied with the Mikdash, then it makes very much sense what the Chassam Sofer says. When there's no Mikdash, so there's no special about Yerushalayim. I find it very convincing. Anyway, so Mishkar is a Mikdash. Hiskin Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai Sheilul of Nito B'Medina Shiva Zecher LeMikdash. He didn't do it for Lulav's sake. He did it for the Beis HaMikdash's sake. He instituted a way to remember that there was a Beis HaMikdash and the glory of the Beis HaMikdash. They took Lulav every day. And maybe you'll feel bad. You'll want to take Lulav every day again on a D'oraisa level. So he instituted it, like, so to speak, for the sake of the Beis HaMikdash. Zecher LeMikdash. Okay, and most Rishonim hold that on those 7 days it has all the dinim of the first day. In other words, you learn, it's not just that it's the Araisa, but that all of the dinim, let's say Shalcha, it has to belong to you, and all, so that's going to be the whole Sukkot in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Pashas, you'd say that's, it's not Nichon, the Becham Zakeh Stakona, but I'm talking about in the Beis HaMikdash, when it's the Araisa, it has all of the Psulim of the first day. Okay, another takon of his is Sheyehe Yom HaNeif Kulo Osa. Yom HaNeif refers to the 16th of Nisan, the day of Hanofas HaOmer. That's what it's called. That's the day they brought the Omer. Again, there's a stir in Psukim. One pasuk says that you can eat Chodosh, is an issa of the new crop, till the Omer is brought. So one pasuk says it's till the Omer is brought. The other pasuk says it's till Etzem Hayom HaZeh, the morning of the 16th. It depends if it's the Araisa or the Rabbanan. It means the morning of the 16th. So, the Pashtus. there's a shita in the Gemara that it means the end of the 16th. We won't go into that shita. We'll just talk about if it means. So one pasuk says when the omer is brought. The one pasuk says the morning of the 16th makes it mutter. Heyer pnei amizmut on the 16th. Problem is with the Rabbanon. So he was mesaken shei yomaneif kulo also because he's afraid that people will get used to eating the omer already in the morning of the 16th. Chodosh. They'll get used to eating chodosh in the morning of the 16th, and then the Beis Hamikdash will be built, and they'll eat again the morning, and they won't realize that when the Beis Hamikdash is built, then you have to wait until the Omer is brought. Now, the Gemara Menachah says that when the Beis Hamikdash was Kayon, everybody could eat chodosh from Chatzos and on. Because by Chatzos, it was like a chazaka, a rose. Peasant took care that it was brought before Chatzos. So we're really only talking about that it's also until Chatzos. So the Gemara asks in Sukkah, so then why did the Bechem and Zakeh have to ask it a whole day? He could have just asked it until Chatzos. Because they're going to bring it before Chatzos. That's what you're saying. It's only us until Chatzos. So why do you have to ask it even after Chatzos? So the Gemara answers, we're afraid the Beis HaMikdash will be built Belel Tez Zayin or Besof Yom Tez Vav, and there wouldn't be time to bring the Omer before Chatzos. It would be unusual circumstances. The Beis HaMikdash will just have been built the night before, the day before, so it will just have been built, so they won't have yet everything in place. There is a scenario where it won't be mutter from Chatzos and on. Well, why?
For us, they would be ready, knowing that the Beis HaMikdash can be built all the time.
Well, anyway, Rashi, this is the famous source of the famous Rashi, and all the Rishonim that ask the Kasha, that the Beis HaMikdash won't be built at night. You're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash at night, and you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov. So, there will always be some leeway, and so they'll come to themselves. So that's how Rashi answers, famous parrots, that you see from here that the Gemara holds of a third Beis HaMikdash will be built B'day Shemayim. It won't be built B'day Adam. And this gives rise, of course, to the question, if we could build a Beis HaMikdash nowadays, should we do so? Does the mitzvah's minyan Beis HaMikdash knowing Guzman Ozer? Maybe not. Maybe you have to wait till it comes down from Shemayim. No, you're not supposed to wait. You're supposed to do it yourself. It'll come from Shemayim if you didn't do it yourself. Okay, that's the source of it. Okay, that's part of the discussion. And Chalami, you want to see the Sfarim that I've written on this, go get Satma, there's plenty. This already has to do with the Messianic vision, whether we are supposed to go build the Beis HaMikdash or not. If we could, then you have another Shaila, if we Taka can't, or maybe we Taka could. Okay, so this is the source of Rashi says it's going to come down from Shemayim. So these are two takanas of Rebbechon ben Zakkai. One is to take lulav the whole week, outside the Beis HaMikdash as well. And one is that the 16th of Nisan should remain aser. Okay, Mishnah Dalad. For Rishonim, a couple of neighbors, a chodesh kol hayom. So we're going to learn, like most Rishonim, that we're talking about Elul and Rosh Hashanah. So it's described when Yom Tov came in at night, or when it became at night, when the night dawned. Pardon the mixed metaphor. Which when the night dawned, so they wouldn't do malacha. They'll say maybe today's going to be Rosh Hashanah. Today's day number 30. They count it off from Elul, and today's day number 30. So there would be no Kedusha in it, and they would wait to see if Edom come the next day. If Edom come the next day, day number 30, so it'll turn out that they did that they were right. They didn't do Malacha, they even davened Yom Tov davening, they blew Shofar. So if Bezum was Mechadish to Yom on that day, so that would be indeed Rosh Hashanah. They'd say, we lucked out, we guessed right, and day 31 would be Chayil. And they would count from day 30 of Rosh Chodesh Elul. Today was the Chilel to be Aleph Nisan. If Edom didn't come, then Elul is Uber, and Rosh Hashanah is day number 31, and you would count Yom Kippur and Sukkot from that day, because that's when we're making the Kiddush HaChodesh. We're making it on the next day. Okay. The Levium would say Shira on the Karban by the time of Nisach HaYayin. Now they said it by the Tomish Al Shachar, by the Tomish Al Bein Araboy. On Yontif they said a special Shira. On Rosh Hashanah there's a special Takana. There was a special Takana that they shouldn't change the Shira to the Yontif Shira at Shachar, at the Tomish Al Shachar. Since most years the Edom wouldn't be there by then, so he said they should say whatever day it is. They should say Shel Chayil. They should say Shel Chayil, and by Mincha time they'll know, and they'll take care of it by Mincha.
Once we came
already. Yeah. So we're showing now you're mekabelin Edom the Chodesh Kol Hayom. Either they said, they didn't say any shir, they said the shir shall chol. But it wouldn't be mekabel eidus hachodesh. Only until mincha. So that you'll have a chance afterwards to bring the musaf and the tamash al bein arboy. Okay, it's only until Mincha. This is Mincha Ketana. If Edom came and they Mincha Nogan also Yom Kodesh or Mocher Kodesh. But if Edom came and we know that today would have been Rosh Hashanah, except there was a Takana not to be Mekabel done until the next day. So the thing is, if that happens, that's when the 2 days Yom Tov started. They knew for sure that today would not be Yom Tov. But they completed the day of Kedusha anyway, al Tzeira. So Bimbo, Edom, and Amin Cholamayla, Nogan Osim Kodesh, Ulamach HaKodesh. They would complete day number 30 of Kedusha, and they wouldn't do Malacha. Okay. Shchorbis HaMikdash, Shishkin HaBech HaMin Zakash, Yom HaKaplan Edom, Zachidash Kol HaYoyim. No more shear to get messed up on. Mar explains he had a big misakein. It didn't just lapse by itself. Okay. Because there's no reason not to. There's no niskalku haldiyim. There's no chashash of niskalku haldiyim b'shir. So therefore, we can go back to be. Okay. Now he brings down for the Gemara and Bayim. If Edom came in Amenchul Amayla even after the Takana Bebicham and Zakai, he would be knowing the next day to come. You know, so he would extend. Just like when before the Takana, if Edom came in Amincha L'mayla, it would be 2 days Kodesh. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he said you can be mekabel to the Chodesh Kol Hayom, but he was misaking that if Edom come in Amincha L'mayla, you're going to have 2 days. Even though you're being mekabel on the first day, even though you're being mekabel edus on the first day. Right, just like before the takana, before his takana. So the edim came in amenach of the milo, you would know that Rosh Hashanah is going to be the next day. And still you finish this day b'kedusha, and that's why you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So even after the takana b'becham and zakai, that they can come even, right, they be mekabel them even after mincha. But still, if they come then you keep the second day kadosh also. Because he kept the structure of the yomtiv to have 2 days. Even so again, the specific case would be if Eidim came in a mincha l'mayla, that's when his takana kicks in. So there would be noyeg the next day kodesh also, even though they knew it wasn't Rosh Hashanah, so to speak. Not so to speak, even though they knew it shouldn't come out to be Rosh Hashanah, but
at the beginning of the mission, the real Rosh Hashanah was the second day, and if the real Chamazake, the real Rosh Hashanah was the first day.
Right. Yes. Okay, we'll have to stop here. I can't.